you go and live in humble lodgings. We could name dozens of prominent men who have fed a great ambition in this way, or you marry a nice girl who does not understand housekeeping. The former is the more efficacious method, because as a rule, the nice girl wants to come and sit on your knee all day, and that is a great impediment to literary composition. Belonging to a club, even a literary club, where you can dine is absolute ruin to the literary beginner. Many a bright young fellow who has pushed his way or has been pushed by indiscreet friends into the society of successful literary men has been spoiled by this fatal error, and he has saved his stomach to lose his reputation. Having got rid of your digestion, then, the common condition of all good literature, the next thing is to arrange your dietary for the particular literary effect you desire. And here we may point out the secrecy observed in such matters by literary men. Stevenson fled to Samoa to hide his extremely elaborate methods and to keep his kitchen servants out of reach of bribe.